I don't know what you've heard about Jeep, but he's with us, we spot 1 to 3. Get by the channel ASAP. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about Jeep, but he's with us, we spot 1 to 3. Who gives a fuck about Swift and Kelsey? It's the afternoon JUB.
That's right, 2:38 on a Tuesday. You hear the theme. That means one thing and one thing only. Texas Radio Hall of Famer, Morning Musa, is our good friend George Dunham. Time for some afternoon job. Ja, do you read me?
Salutations. I'm here to leadeth the team.
Okay.
Sorcery.
And also, George, congratulations. 10-0.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, nothing but winners.
Wow.
I finally lived up to that saying, and that's what we're going to do from here on out.
Heck yeah.
You're going to run it back again? Guarantee?
It's so easy. I mean, you just look at a team, you think, yeah, they'll cover, or no, they won't. It's that easy.
I like it. I need to start using that philosophy.
If only it was that easy.
Slam deliciously.
Write that down.
A little spunt. Wearing a suit to the ticket stock.
Slam. See, that was before I discovered the secret.
Oh. Well, don't share it on the air.
Years of practice. It takes way too long to explain it, but it's, yeah, it's just, you know, has a lot to do
it's
with
your proprietary algorithm.
And, yeah, algorithms.
The Jeopardy.
Analytics, you know. Well, hey, I got a question for the sweet spot real quick.
Okay.
How late did you two seam heads stay up last night?
The game ended at 1:50.
Yeah.
I brushed my teeth. Right after that, laid down and went to bed. So it was probably 2 a.m. What about you, Sean?
Okay, you made it to the end.
We both made it.
Saw the Freddie Freeman homer, and I was in bed within 5 minutes. Because we went to the Lord Huron concert last night, and I got home in the 12th. So it wasn't like, you know, my whole night in front of the TV. So I was I was still wound up from the show. Wife goes to bed. All the kids are in bed. So it's just me and the dog. So I got to watch a baseball game. Pretty sweet.
Okay, I predicted that this morning on the show. I said Sean went to a concert, and I bet he got home, and he watched it to the end. And that's what I need my sweet spot to do. Are you semi impressed? I made it to like 11:15.
That's good. What inning? That was extras, right?
Yeah. I think it was the 10th or the 11th.
Okay. That's very good.
And as I was going to sleep, I had a hard time. There's no way I could have stayed up the whole way, but I had a hard time going to sleep because all I could think about was, are they going to walk Shohei every time? That's all I could think about.
The answer is yes. They're going
to. It was riveting. I could not. It's the most enjoyable baseball watching experience outside of a Ranger or White Sox game that I've ever had.
That's basically what kept me up because, like you, George, I planned on watching maybe the 9th, 10th inning and going to bed. But it always felt like Shohei was looming. Like it felt every single inning he was, and the announcers would say, you know, you've got the bottom of the lineup, and then if you get one on base, you got Ohtani. And they would walk him every single time.
Now, I think they probably should have walked him in the 7th when they had that big meeting on the mound. I was thinking, surely you jokers are talking about, okay, let's just walk him.
Yeah, you're up a run, nobody's on, and then he ties the game because
he ties the game.
It's what he does.
How about tonight? If we run it back tonight, will you stay up?
18 innings.
Get some
no way. Dude.
Some extra innings frozen awesomes.
No way. Maybe.
We live in an on-demand world.
If someone supplies frozen awesomes, I'll stay up all night and go on the air hammered.
We need a frozen awesome hour for extra innings.
I need my morning
we'll call
show.
You.
No, I need my morning show to be sharp like it was this morning, even though you might have been a little tired, because we got gold like this. Connor, will you please play this audio?
Oh, no.
We live in a dumb world where there's a dumb story about a dumb product called vagina suckers.
What? I guess I missed this.
I'm getting ready for my day. I'm a little bleary-eyed, and I hear that, and I'm like, you know what? That's why I need my musers getting rest, just to bring gold like that.
I'm right about all of that. We do live in a dumb world. There's no doubt about that. Stupid sells. Just look at the Kardashians, who are you know, very successful because they sell stupid. And you guys don't, when you say, hey, do you want this piece of candy, do you say lollipop or sucker?
I never really think of lollipop
as like the bigger, like I think of lollipop as, it's like square in a rectangle. Like I would say a lollipop is a sucker, but a sucker is not a lollipop. I think those are two different things.
It's like a taco sandwich.
Yeah.
I call them suckers a lot, but if I ever had to include the word vagina in front of it, I'd probably call an audible at the line and change it to lollipop at that moment.
Okay, fair enough. That's fair enough.
Lollipop vagina is a fun thing to say, though.
Like a K-pop band.
Yeah.
Gordon just knows how to wind me up. And okay, so this is the latest Kardashian product is a vagina lollipop.
They're four-year, like you put them in there?
No.
No, the flavor.
How many licks?
What's the flavor?
The flavor is the flavor.
No, stupid.
Yeah. Like the candle? The goop candle?
It's a flavor of dumbass. That's what the flavor is.
Speaking of crazy, I won't mention the place, but have you seen there is a sandwich shop that is now selling sandwiches that have pickles as the bread? They're pickle sandwiches.
What?
Yeah.
So
it's a place that's near the radio station.
Okay.
That could be kind of great.
I went there today to get a sandwich and the sandwich did not fall apart, Tom, but I saw it on the menu, and I thought about it, but I didn't do it.
So help me out. This is the skin of the pickle is the outside, which keeps your fingers from getting all pickly.
Well, it's like the bread. There's no bread. It's just it's a pickle.
Huh. Hmm. All right.
And would you try this?
Something there.
I mean, I'm pro-pickle.
Yes, I would.
I like pickles.
It's called a pickle witch. Here you go. There you go, Sean.
Yeah, why not?
You try it?
I mean, once. I don't know if I'd get that every time, but
I might try it tomorrow.
And the plate, George, is a whole tray of Stouffer's lasagna.
Perfect. Oh.
And they serve it in a duffel bag full of vegan chili.
How about getting the... Yeah, on the website, it promotes the tuna melt, or the tuna sandwich, inside a pickle.
Nah, I'd rather have turkey action.
Okay,
with the
a little turkey action.
Yeah, I would too. Tuna's a tough one. It's really good, but when do you trust it?
I think when you make it at your house yourself. I think that's pretty much the only time.
Because you don't know how long it's been sitting there.
No.
That's why you need to ask. Rubbish. Ask every time. How long's that tuna been sitting there?
Was that caught yesterday?
Some fresh tuna?
In Dallas-Fort Worth, likely not. But
probably not. Nah.
Okay, real quick.
They're not running in Lake Louisville right now.
So I gave you a musical homework assignment, and I'm trying to
espouse
the greatness.
And I'm so glad. I bet you saw a great show last night. I've heard of Lord Huron.
They opened for Casey earlier this year at the AAC.
Oh, my gosh. Really? They know Casey Musgraves?
They do. My wife.
Dang.
I know.
Doggone.
I want to know her, too.
Okay, that just distracted me, but I've heard of them, and I think I've heard that song before. Gosh, now I forgot the name of it.
Hot Dog?
Hot Dog?
The Night We Met.
The Night We Met. Yeah, that was one of their hits off of Vita Noir, I want to say, or maybe Long Lost. I'm not sure.
Or the one about that they recorded in California. At the old studio, I think.
Okay. Yeah, they're an LA band. Anyway. They've been around since 2010, but
I've missed out on them, and I've listened to maybe a dozen songs or parts of a dozen, and I really like them.
They've
they're
got
really
a Western
good, and,
tilt that I think you would like, and that's why I recommend it.
No, you're spot on. And I liked them, and I think they're interesting. Where was the show?
It was at Toyota in Irving. A lot of hipsters. A lot of questioning whether that's a date or a daughter. That was
always a fun game.
A game the wife and I played last night.
Date or daughter? I've never heard of that
game
before.
Yeah. Older dude with attractive young woman. And you're just not sure if that's his daughter or the date for the night.
Man, that's my goal. That's my Bill Belichick goal someday.
Yeah, just get you a Jordan Hudson.
Show up at a concert and people play that game with me.
See, I want to do the other way. So they say, is it son or date?
Go. Yeah, okay.
What if you had
Genie Bus?
What if you Let's had a CEO of Jubb International, but she's 24 and you're like 80?
Man, my kids would be so mad. Nah, yes. There's no way.
She's mad at Gordo for what he's saying in the morning. We're not going to talk about
We're
this.
We're not going to talk about this right now.
Boy, we need to change the name of this podcast.
Or you just push Daddy out.
The podcast is not good.
Jordan Hudson's your producer.
Damn it.
Could you imagine? Sorry. We're not talking about this.
Need to change this website.
No, I appreciate the recommendation. I will put them in the in the rotation. Yeah, I think they're really good. I think whoever writes their songs, I'm assuming it's the lead guy, because I heard him talking about how he likes to write.
Ben Schneider.
Yeah, he's really good. I like the way he writes. He's,
He's
Thanks
good,
for the recommendation.
Yeah, man. And one last thing before we wrap it up, and I know we don't have time to get into all the details, but the Morning News put a story out today talking about the spat between the Stars and Mavericks. And there's a lot of legal glazing terms, but in the end, what's going to happen is the Mavs and Stars will no longer be next door, and probably sooner than we want. And that's gonna,
ridiculous.
That's going to be a crime.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And you guys remember back, it wasn't that long ago, heck, 25 years ago, I guess, when we had to convince, I say we, but those who wanted the arena, it sounded like a good idea to me. And I loved Reunion. Mm-hmm. I thought Reunion was fine, but it was time for a new place. And remember, the big criticism was, well, they're going to build it and they're going to promise development and it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Look what has happened. Victory Park is an awesome place. It is a, I don't know if it's the jewel of Dallas, but it's a really nice area of downtown Dallas. It's expanded downtown north, and they've done a great job with it, and it's a really great multi-use arena. And I don't get it. And the only thing that it sounds like we're just moving to the era of every team will have their own arena, and it may not be as big. And I'm not talking just Dallas. I just mean everywhere. And that the teams, I guess, start using that as a form of revenue.
And it took so long for everything to develop around here. 'Cause I remember the arena, American Airlines Center opened when I was in seventh grade. And I remember seeing the renderings for what Victory Plaza was going to look like and everything put in. And it was 2015 or so until everything's finished. And then it's like, okay, this is great. This is what we've always wanted. And by that point, they're already talking about a new arena.
I know.
Like, let's just enjoy what we have.
And it's,
I know.
There's nothing wrong with it.
He said, she said, because the Mavs are claiming the Stars aren't paying for renovations. And the Stars are claiming, no, we're not going to make the city and the Mavs pay for everything. And a deal fell apart in 2024. And now the Mavs are saying the Stars have to be operating within the city limits, which they haven't done since 2003 in Frisco. It's just, it's not good. And it's not about the things we care about. It's about legal stuff. And in the end, we're going to have to drive to Irving or Frisco or Plano or wherever to watch our teams.
And we could just
That's what it sounds like.
And nothing is wrong with the thing next door. It's still a fantastic arena.
It's great. And it's good for concerts. It's good for, it's good for basketball and hockey. And do you know who played, trivia question, do you know who played the first basketball game at the AAC?
I know who played the first show at the AAC. That was the Eagles. The first basketball game?
Harlem Globetrotters?
I'd say the Dallas Mavericks.
No, it did involve a member of the Dallas Mavericks. It was Mark Cuban, Craig Miller, George Dunham against three P1s. And we played in the outer area. I don't think it was the concourse, but the arena wasn't finished yet. And they just put up a goal.
Just like doing
and
hoop
we
it
played
up.
Three on three. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we got absolutely destroyed too. And Cuban was really disappointed in both of us.
Well, and wonder, I mean, now that Cuban's no longer the majority owner, and the new ownership is forcing this issue, I just wonder, was he the thing holding it together with the Stars for so long, too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Man, I miss Mark.
I do, too. It's nice to still see him at games, but it's like, I just want, our teams to get along. I want them to play next door forever.
Oh, too Nothing bad. Wrong.
I know, selfishly, it was great for us, too.
Yeah.
And is great for us. And until that changes, it will be. That's the by far the best thing about our studio. The microphones don't always stay together, but man, we're right next to the AAC. It's great.
Can't have everything, George. Yeah.
Can't have much. Maybe new TVs at
some
point.
Can't have nice things.
Well, George, get you a pickle sandwich this week. Get a late night frozen awesome for some late night baseball.
Get a pickle sandwich right now. That sounds pretty good.
And report back. Let us know how it is, and we'll talk about that next week. How about that?
Okay, sweet spot.